time for the weekly report with Hafiza Rehana, who joins us on the line. Hafiza, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and assalamu alaikum to your listeners.
Now, let us begin this morning with the Gaza Strip. What we understand is that even libraries have borne the brunt of war, but one man's dream and aspiration is set to change this, inshallah. Tell us more about this particular story.
That's right, very much so in Gaza, where there's a restriction and limits on everything, including education and the freedom to learn or to read. One man in Gaza, Mus'ab Abu Taha, who's never actually left Gaza ever in his life, has now begun and embarked on an amazing project and campaign. It is available online, and your listeners can be a part of this project as well. But first, we know that Israel has maintain this blockade on Gaza for more than 10 years. And then the border with Egypt is mainly closed most of the time. And the real opportunities where that border crossing is opened is, of course, naturally used for those that are ill, that are unwell, that are leaving for studies or emergencies. So as a result of this, many of the young graduates from the Islamic University of Gaza have found that there isn't this avenue or this outlet for them to read and learn from different genres and classics in different languages, specifically the English language. Books that are published in English arrive in Gaza well after their publication because of the blockade. And to read electronically is also very difficult in Gaza because of the electricity problem, you know, electricity cutting all the time in Gaza with a chronic energy shortages there. So this young man, this young graduate, has launched something called the Library and Bookshop for Gaza. Library and Bookshop for Gaza. And online, they've created this campaign on Facebook, and they're asking people to send books to them. They could be new or used books. People send books and money as well. And so the books arrive, but then, of course, they get stopped in Israel as well, or on Egypt's side. They're working at a process of creating Gaza's first ever English library, and they're hoping that this will create more discussion, more dialogue, and give exposure to local Gazans to be able to read classic English books that we take for granted. There are about 18 libraries in Gaza at the moment. The majority of books are only in Arabic, and we do know that over the past three wars in Gaza, around 30 libraries were either partially or totally destroyed. So what they're doing now is working on bringing in books and creating their own library. So we're hopeful that this project takes off and that people can be a part of this interesting project called Library and Bookshop for Gaza.
Yes, certainly we need to continue to create awareness around the aspect of reading. May Allah give one all the ability. Now, as we move on, the IDB is embarking on a massive multi-billion dollar trade project. Update us on this particular story.
Yeah, you know, we're hearing a lot about the Chinese government working on projects in Africa, but very little said about the Muslim countries or the Arab countries strengthening their ties in the African world. The IDB, Islamic Development Bank, is now developing a roadmap to strengthen Arab-African trade. It's something they're hoping to do over the next 3 years. And this roadmap means that they're going to identify business opportunities in the area of trade and insurance and finance and logistics, general logistics that are needed. So countries and ambassadors and diplomats from both Arab and African countries have got together, specifically the Arab-African trade bridges. They've been instrumental in putting this project together. And the IDB's trade financing arm is going to give towards this project at least $15 billion. They're working together to develop trade, to develop a potential business amongst the two countries. And as a result of this trade developing, hopefully, that politics between the countries will improve as well. So while much is being said about what China's doing and its reach in the African world, there's much that the Arab world is trying to do, considering that many of the Arab country, African countries do fall under or are quoted as Arab-African countries. So we're going to see some trade financing happening. We're also going to see an establishment of an International Islamic Trade Finance Corporation that's going to be run by Arab-African countries. It's going to be interesting to follow up on that and to see if and how politics plays a role in this.
Yes, certainly much needed at this time. Jazakumullah khair for the insight.
You're most welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.